President Trump filling out his cabinet at lightning speed. He made some more picks over the weekend for roles like CDC director and secretary of agriculture. Joining us live on our line to Washington, ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, good morning. No surprise here that Trump is picking staunch allies this time around.
Those who have been loyal to him expressed a loyalty who have been standing by Trump for years in some cases. And what you see is a picture of a cabinet that is going to be ideologically diverse in some respects. The one through line, of course, is their loyalty to Trump. But you see here former Democrats, such as the Treasury Secretary designate Scott Bessent, a hedge fund manager, former Democratic donor, who now advocates for major cuts to federal budgets, and he wants to see more oil production in the United States. You see for Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Remer, Oregon Republican congresswoman who is a staunch union supporter and has prompted opposition in Republican ranks because of her support of union organizing rights. When it comes to those health picks who would serve under Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you see former Florida Congressman Dave Weldon, a vaccine skeptic, to be director of the CDC. Dr. Marty McCarry, a surgeon and harsh critic of COVID vaccine mandates, to lead the Food and Drug Administration. And Fox News commentator and family doctor Jeanette Nishawait, to be Surgeon General of the United States. There is something to be said about the concerns that some Republican senators may still have about the defense secretary designate. That's Pete Hegseth. After the disclosure of the police report from Modesto last week, Hegseth strongly denies the accusation that he sexually assaulted a woman at a Republican conference. The woman filed a police report, and ultimately no charges were brought. You have concerns about Tulsi Gabbard to lead the Office of Director of National Intelligence. You have Republicans who are grateful that Matt Gaetz is no longer up to be Attorney General, and they are pleased with the choice of Pam Bondi, the former Florida Attorney General, for the leadership post of the Department of Justice. But there'll be questions about all the things that she said in 2020, particularly with respect to the election in Pennsylvania.
Stephen, at the White House today, two turkeys will be happy to meet a lame duck.
Peach and Blossom are the names of the turkeys from Minnesota who will end up escaping. Well, they'll have a reprieve, I suppose, as President Biden pardons them today.
All right, Stephen, thank you. ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy, live on our line to Washington.